I am Fred Dodsworth. I'm the committee chair. This is the National Finance Committee. It is 5:36 on the 13th of May, 2025. Mr. Secretary, would you please take and confirm the roll?
Could you also find out first who the caller in user one is?
That would be Serene. Serene, can you identify yourself, please?
I am on the call.
Thanks. So,
All right. Yeah, let me do the roll call then. Christina Avalos.
I think we're at this stage of the game. We're only doing the actual delegates from the PNB, and those are Michael Woodson, myself, James Sackerton, Milo Reason, Dennis Williams, and Susan Young.
Okay, Milo Reason. Milo?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, James Sackerton.
Here.
Okay, Dennis Williams. Michael Woodson.
Ask for an excused absence.
And Fred Dodson.
I am here.
And Stephanie, are you here? Stephanie's here.
Yes, here.
Susan Young?
Okay. I do not see Susan.
Okay. And I just acknowledged that Donna Carter, Minerva, and Serene is on. Okay. That's fine. Susan is on now. Thank you. Hi, Susan.
The agenda was sent to everybody. It's pretty brief. We're going to get an ED report. We're going to get a report from WPFW on the budget. And then we're going to discuss this item that passed a year or two ago that said that each station will monitor their programs to see how they are aligning in terms of revenue stream. And we're going to try to hash out what that means and how we're going to make that move forward. Susan is actually now here. Susan, can you state your name? You're muted. Susan, you're muted. Okay, everybody's received the minutes. I'm hoping that everybody made any corrections that they need for the minutes, that we are going to say the minutes are approved as
they stand. Whoa, hold on. I sent something in on that. Did you see it?
I did.
Okay. Are we going to name people and all of that so that everybody will see them? And also about the, open session after the executive session, it should be noted that we went back to open session.
Yeah, I'll add that, and we just had the report at the end of the open meeting, so I'll add that on.
Okay. And again, if we could put people's full names, that would be good, I think. Thank you.
Okay, so the minutes are approved as they were amended. Myla? You're muted.
No longer muted. I apologize. I know that, Fred, that you want to take care of things without, online in between meetings, but I had intended to send a note. I think it would be good to include in the minutes the proposed schedule of budgets that we're going to be going over. So, Aki, if you wouldn't mind including
the table. Yeah, I'll add the table.
I think that would be helpful to have those available for the public in the minutes. Thank you.
Are there any other changes to the minutes, or can they be approved as they are? No.
Yeah, Fred, James, yeah. I'm going to ask that my vote be recorded as not proven.
Okay. Aki, can you note that, please?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. Any other?
Can I say I don't approve of all of it too?
You're totally welcome to say you don't approve of the minutes that you amended.
No, we didn't. No, my amendments appear to be getting reversed from a previous meeting, so I will object to that part. And okay.
April 8th. You object to Steve saying that his vote was not noted correctly. Is that what you're objecting to?
I'm objecting to the way it being shown in the minutes. I mean, I put this in writing before, so we all know what it is.
You objecting to what?
The way it will be shown in the minutes, as if there's no correction previously.
Okay, I think that we actually show that there were corrections, but...
okay, good. That'll be it. All right.
Okay, we're now going to, without objection, we're now going to the executive director's report.
Okay, I will go ahead and go over the dates, even though we had of the budgets that we are going to be approving, or not approving, but reviewing. So tonight we will be reviewing the WPFW budget. On the meeting on the 27th, we'll be reviewing the WBAI budget, and reviewing meaning we are looking at the current revenue and expenses to date as to when they were created. So with WPFW, even though we are in May, it has to date up to, I believe it's the end of March. And then we have the projected revenue and expenses throughout the end of the fiscal year. And then also a very rough first draft of the 25-26 budget to review. So even though we weren't going to be reviewing those until August, those are connected to these budgets so we can kind of get a rough idea. The next one that we'll be looking at is WBAI, which will be on May 27th, and then it will be sent to the NFC, just like with the WPFW budget, 1 week in advance. That will be on May 20th. We'll be reviewing KPFT on June 10th, sent to the NFC for review by June 3rd. We'll be reviewing KPFK on June 24th, sent to the NFC for review by June 17th. KPFA will be reviewing July 8th and sent to the committee to review on July 1st. And then the National Office and the Archives will be reviewing on July 22nd with the NFC to review on receiving it on July 15th. And then that gives us August and September to look at the projected budgets for all the divisions as well. So again, the budgets are being attached to these for the 2025-2026 year. And if there are, and those are in there for the purpose of if we, as we make adjustments with the projected budgets for the remainder of the fiscal year, then those formulas, we have that on paper, and those formulas can then be looked at and navigated through the upcoming budget, and we don't have to start from scratch. So while those budget repairs or while those budget works are going on with our business manager and staff that's helping that, they are also working to reconcile all the bank statements. So in the past, when we've done the budgets, and even just the year to dates, there hasn't been a very detailed reconciliation of bank statements. And it's not, just to kind of explain how it all happens, the income and expenses from the bank statements are reconciled on the local level against what is put into Allegiance and the, you know, PayPal accounts and any other accounts, the bank accounts and the PayPal accounts. Those are reconciled to their own statements. And then those have to be reconciled with the consolidated with the national office. And anytime that there's a change or a revision in one of the divisions, that then changes how the national office, not the national office, but how the main Pacifica Foundation statements are done. So again, we apologize for the delay, but as you can see with the budget that was sent to everybody, we're putting in as much information as we can that covers listener support, credit card discount fees, going through historically the percentage of the fulfillment rates of fund drives and money that's collected and the projected cost of thank you gifts, and those kind of things. So making those assumptions. So as, you know, as I said, as you looked through the budget over this past week, there's quite a few tabs that kind of explain the work that goes into making sure these numbers, and it is a live document. So if there are revisions and changes, you know, the general managers and individuals that have been helping with the accounts also got a copy of this, of the budget. So they could make changes within some of the squares and then, you know, but the whole, it's not something that we want people obviously going in and making a lot of changes, but then this will make it a lot easier. As I said, as we move into the budget approval process for 25 and 26, we will already have a good groundwork for those.
Executive Director, can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm looking at a lot of blank spaces on these, and I'm a little confused by it. It shows our October 2024. It looks like listener support is $171,448. Is that correct?
This is the, yeah, with the WPFW budget. When we want to move into the WPFW budget, we can do that. There are some, a lot of this again is how it's coded from the start. So I'm sure as we look at other stations, it will be different because when income comes in, it goes to each individual station. It doesn't come to the national office. So when the national office is putting together these budgets, if all the listeners, if money that's coming in is just coded to listener support, that's where it's going into the budget. So then, during this process, there's a lot of emails going back and forth saying this was in the bank statement of one, you know, set deposit. Can you please break down what those deposits were so it can be coded accordingly? So if there was grant income that came in, but it was credited toward major donor and not credited toward grant, then on our side, we have to put it into major donor unless we get told otherwise. So we aren't in a position that we can start telling the stations how things should be. We're not questioning how they're coding unless it's something that is obvious, but we don't see, you know, they deposit it into their bank account. We don't see copies of that checks. We have to rely upon how things are coded. So I would hope in looking at this too, that there would be some differentiation between listener support. I'm sure some of that listener support is broken down into major donor income. But then when you look at the December, I mean, we're not talking about WPFW right now, but I guess we are. When you look at the major donor income line, which is line 8, column H, there is $5,000 for major donor income. So there is some sort of coding that is happening there that constitutes major donor and not listener support. So again, we're only focused on how things are coded, and that's our baseline as to how we plug it in. And hopefully as we move forward and there's greater input from the stations and the, you know, the treasurers and the people that help with this, they can then determine, okay, this isn't all listener support. We're going to put some into major donor. We're going to put some into grants. You know, those kind of things. So we only post what we're told.
I am looking at this spreadsheet and it says WPFW. So I'm assuming that these numbers are just for BFW. And I'm hearing you say that perhaps they're actually for the entire network.
Oh, no, 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 no. This is just WPFW's budget.
Okay.
No, no. Yeah, we haven't. No, because we just finished with the the bank reconciliations based upon of the money going in and out from the stations to any sort of national office to then the major Pacifica consolidated.
Okay, excellent. Anyone else have any other questions? I'm looking down here at the total year to date.
Excuse me, Fred,
I'm sorry, I can't see you. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the spreadsheet.
I've had my virtual hand raised and my actual hand raised.
Myla?
Yes.
Please.
Yes. At any rate, when I attempted to open the budget on my computer, a dialog box popped up from Excel saying there, and I put it in the chat, Stephanie, there are one or more circular references where a formula refers to its own cell, either directly or indirectly. This might cause them to calculate incorrectly. So I'm
That just pops up. We don't go in there and start changing numbers, basically.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So all that is that there are each of the pages of a spreadsheet correspond to the main spreadsheet. So if you make changes, let me pull the spreadsheet back up. So with Excel, for example, the listeners, say you're looking at tab number two, listener support and credit card discount fee. If you change one of those numbers in that box, that is linked to the original spreadsheet on page one. And so that will change those numbers. So that's just basically telling you, you know, certain boxes. And even when the general managers can take a look at it, or the business managers, I think there's just certain colors of boxes that they can make changes to, so it doesn't mess the whole thing up. But those are conversations that they have with Markeisha and people over there that are working on this.
Okay. Thank you. So
yeah.
So we are now in the part of the agenda that we're going over the budget, and I'm hoping that we can do this kind of systematically.
Milo, why don't you leave that?
Fred, before you go there,
yes?
I do have a general question for Stephanie.
Please.
Stephanie, ostensibly all of the, you know, there was a resolution passed that all the stations were going to move the accounts to, excuse me, Bank of America. Are all the stations now banking with Bank of America?
No, their, KPFA is not in Bank of America. WPFW is Bank of America, but they also have one local bank that they had asked if they could bank at one of the local banks for funding that is being raised. And we have access to the account as well. I mean, access meaning we can see it and we know what's going in and out. They wanted for a particular fund drive that they're doing for relocation expenses, they wanted to be able to put that into a local Washington, D.C. bank. So they asked for approval to do that. Their LSB approached us, and we understood the reasoning behind that, so we let them do that. And then each of the stations still have PayPal accounts. So the bank that WPFW has outside of Bank of America is called Truist.
Tom, you have your hand.
If I could follow up, Fred, when can we expect KPFA to be banking with Bank of America?
They too would opt to rather have a local bank. That would have to be a major discussion that would be brought up with the representatives of KPFA, because they're pretty adamant about not moving over.
Do you have access to that information?
If the board sets policy, you're supposed to implement it, correct? So why don't you implement this policy?
Because they are saying that their number of donations will decrease if they are banking with a major bank and not with a local San Francisco based Berkeley bank.
I didn't know that was an exception to the board setting a policy. Thank you.
Do you have access, Stephanie, to all that information at the local bank that KPFA is using?
Yes.
Good. So there's no hanky-panky that can go on there.
Correct.
Thank you. Mr. Chase, you have your hand up, sir. You're muted.
Yeah, thank you. Before we moved on, I wanted to ask the question Steve dropped in the chat as well, the status of the 990s and audits.
We have just one 990 that we have yet to complete. It should be, according to the accountants, it should be done soon. There's still some information from some of the stations that they were waiting for to finish that off. And a lot of that does have to do as we go back and, you know, reconcile some past bank statements. But those, I would hope, would be submitted within the next month, maybe less. And then they're also simultaneously working on the audit. So we're not late, according to the IRS or to the California Attorney Department, the California State Attorney General's Department. So
I'm sorry.
Is it faster? Is it on, you know, were we on time? No. Are we, should
it's
it be
okay.
done faster?
It's all right. I just want to be clear, like, because every meeting since the first one, the 990s were like a couple of weeks away. The 2022, right, is still not the first one that'll get done.
Those are done. That's already done.
So can you post that to the Pacifica Financial webpage?
Yeah, I'm sure we, yeah.
That's up to 2021.
Okay.
It hasn't hit like ProPublica or Gold Star yet. Thank you.
Yeah, and a lot of those, they only pull like Candid and Gold Star, they only pull those one time a year. So I'm on top of trying to get that information put in. But again, they pull that information. But yeah, the 2022, 2023, so the only one we're waiting for is 2023, 2024 that we have to do. So I'll make note to put that on there.
Great. Thank you.
So, Fred, do you want us to just speak up when we want to be recognized, or
raise your hand or speak up? I see no hands up, and I'm happy to recognize anyone. I was wondering whether we were going to proceed with Stephanie walking us through this, or you're going to walk us through this, or Tom's going to walk us through this.
It will not be me.
Okay.
That wouldn't be appropriate.
So, who's going to walk us through this budget?
I'll go ahead and do it. Stephanie suggested that earlier.
Thank you.
You know, I will say just to start in light of but so far we've been called treasurers in this meeting. So I'm making this report as, I don't know if I'm a treasurer or not. I have been working with management for the last roughly 3 months since I joined as a volunteer leader. I'm not a LSB member or a delegate. I just have a background in association management, project management, association management. So anyway, I've jumped in. I've tried to understand the books as best I can. And, I'd say I got the report that Stephanie circulated last week, the same time the committee did. And it looks, it looks good to me relative to what I understand from my interactions over the last few months. The one thing that jumped out at me is on the projected revenue. So this is more interpretive than what's in the document of the actuals. But we think we're going to hit the budget, which was a net revenue of about $80,000. So overall net revenue. And we think we're going to hit that. And it's going to be a stretch. We got a lot of work to do fundraising. We had a very strong, and you'll see this in the spreadsheets, revenue in the first 4 or 5 months because it was the end of the year. And then we had a big February fund drive. We didn't have a fund drive in March and April. And you don't see that in that report that goes through the end of February, but we hit about $50,000 a month, just kind of sustaining members and some small fundraising activities. So that's something that, I think, again, overall, we're strong. And then sort of big picture, we ended a lease at the end of last calendar year, so the end of the first quarter of this fiscal year. And we're in a much less expensive, hopefully temporary, but we have a 2-year lease with an option to be able to get out by either party with 2 months notice and a 3rd-year option. That gives us a studio, which is mostly being used by our music programmers. Most of our public affairs programming is phoned in or Zoomed, but we have a studio for that. And then we have just recently added a small office that where we can use for fund drives to answer phone calls and have some place for staff to meet.
Thomas, I do have a question about that. It's my understanding that there was really high rent and now you've reduced it. And my question is, do you anticipate being able to further lower the expense for space rental or in the coming year?
No.
Okay. Thanks.
No. We're pretty much, I mean, honestly, in my personal view, they could use a little more space, right? I mean, they're 100% virtual, essentially. Now they have at least a small conference room to meet and to collect mail. That's helpful. And the landlord is very, very good. But, you know, it's tough all around, right? This whole organization, we're understaffed or under-resourced, and but they can't get any smaller without being 100% virtual.
One other thing, Steve Kukala just posted in the chat that Dennis had asked that you, Tom, and Kamal be able to present the WPFW budget, but I don't see Kamal in the meeting.
Yeah, I don't either. And no, I don't have an email from him, so I'm not sure.
I'd actually heard the same thing, but in that Kamal's not here, and you, as you've stated, this whole thing, I was not part of the negotiation team that negotiated this deal. KP, you know, Pacifica negotiated it, and New Day.
Sorry, can I continue, or is there a problem with the way I'm presenting?
I'm sorry, I was distracting you.
Okay.
Please continue.
Okay. So I've sort of given you the overarching thing. So we moved to reduce expenses by getting out of that lease. There were a few more years left on it, but it was very high rent. You know, we'd like to find a permanent space. There's been a relocation committee that's met. I won't say too much about it, but I think, you know, there's great uncertainty about could we buy? Should we get a lease? Like what's up with relocating? And I'll just sort of leave it at that. Like that's a big question mark locally. But right now we think we're set for 2 to 3 years while we continue to develop a plan for a future home. We still are trying to unresolve invoices with Verizon related to our internet service there. And that's somewhere on the order of $25,000 that management is trying to negotiate, but can't even get Verizon to talk to them at this point. And then there's some licensing fee issues that, you know, are going to be on the order of $20,000 or something, music licensing, that we don't have invoices on those two things yet that are a little uncertain. But other than that, you know, the operating expenses are pretty much moving forward. I mentioned the revenue. And then, you know, we're up. We expect by the end of the year to be fully up. We're fully up to date with our central services. We need to catch up on health, but we plan to pay that and again, meet the budget. We've got some, I don't know if capital expenses are the right terms, you know, officially, but there are expenses related to our tower resilience and some other things like that that we're still trying to get the pricing and timing on. But those are unexpected expenses I could see, you know, in this fiscal year that would cause us potentially to have issues meeting our projected, you know, budget net revenue.
I'm going to ask a question, if I may, Tim Thomas.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm looking at this and I'm trying to wind my way through this budget because it's a little bit on the mysterious side to me. It shows that on column E, it shows your monthly average of $17,226 for listener support. And then in October of 24, I see $171,448 of listener support. Is that aggregate or is that monthly total? And then it drops down to $126,616 in November, et cetera.
Yes. I'd be happy to answer that.
Please.
So the monthly average is from the previous years, and I'm not even sure what that is. But let me answer the question you asked even before. So listener support, we don't have the staff to code this, right? We don't have a bookkeeper. Basically, all of the revenue that comes in goes to listener support by automatic default. that 5,000 may have been like one big donation. And so it was easy to code it. So we have no grants. Everything we get is listener support. And yes, it goes up and down depending on our fund drives. I'm roughly figuring we get about 40 to 50,000 a month from sustained members revenue. And then everything above that is what came in the fund drive or other one-time contributions made during that period.
It looks like you're doing very well.
I mean, you know, historically we're probably in the lower third, you know, of the last 15 years I've looked at. We're not doing great, but we're not meeting our basic expenses, you know, to be a thriving, sustainable station. We're getting close. And I think working towards metrics and things and best practices, you know, I'd say on the, I'm not familiar with this sort of formal resolution to review programs and the return in fundraising. But I can say that every day of our fund campaign, staff sends out a report from the previous day that shows for each show how many contributions were made, how many dollars, you know, whether they came in from the website or through the telephone. And, you know, show by show, we keep track of how we're meeting the goals. And, you know, and I would say for this fund drive in the August one, because we were tracking this and because, you know, I wanted to work with, you know, management and say, look, we got to hit budget. We increased the goal for both of these fund drives so we could get the revenue we needed in May and August to hit budget for net revenue. And, you know, we got pushback from some of the programmers like, hey, you know, it's hard enough to hit our goal, you know, and now you're raising our goal. But, you know, there's a lot of work going on right now with the program director and development coordinator getting pitch buddies with programmers who aren't as experienced with pitching and trying to make sure that we have as successful. Also, we've got some programmers that are savvy with social media, and they've offered to help other programmers create social media postings to pitch their show and to pitch contributions. I would say, too, another complication with the revenue streams to add in that I've noticed, it's not just PayPal. Right? There's Otis System. We use Otis System. And then we've got Cash App. And that's another thing we have to remember to pull down and pull into our system. So, and trying to match up the contributors from PayPal and Cash App, you know, into Otis system. So we know exactly, you know, who's contributing through those other channels. Maybe you guys are doing that in the national office. I haven't seen that at the local office.
Well, that's a good question to ask Stephanie. Is that being done at the national office, Stephanie?
Well, it is, we're working with Otis to try to get those reports that are a little bit easier to pull down, but the reports aren't as, we're trying to merge everything together. I mean, this is again, we're still not comfortable 100% with Allegiance. Not everybody is comfortable using it. We're still looking at the possibility of getting rid of Allegiance and getting something that's simpler. Do we move into Otis's program, which has been working with WPFW? So there's a lot of little moving parts. We're just trying to get a grasp of everything right now.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. When you say Otis, are we talking about a program that Otis has put together?
Yeah, our Otis. Yeah. He's extremely beneficial and knowledgeable in writing things for us. Like the staff directory that he's been putting together. And he just wants to make sure that it's working for our needs. And so there's little tweaks here and there that we need to do. But like Allegiance does what it needs to do, but not as detailed as maybe Otis's does, but yet Otis's doesn't have the same reports that we may need that Allegiance does. So it's a lot of moving parts. When we say an Otis program, it's Otis.
R. Paul, your hands up. You're muted.
Okay, there we go. All right. Regarding Verizon, I can tell you that they have a very upfront defense against trying to contact them about their bills. At BAI, we had management for like 2 years trying to deal with some billing issues, trying to tell them, we don't want this feature. And they are really expert at making it impossible. Plus, you have to end up spending 4.5 hours on hold before anybody talks to you, and then that person will send you to someone else, and so it's very bad. I know that I, in dealing with Verizon to try to get them to stop doing something stupid with me, the 4.5 hour wait time is constant. So yes, you're going to have a hard time dealing with them on the billing, and you might not succeed in the end because they'll wear you out. That's it. Thank you. Also, could I ask that when people refer to the spreadsheet that you tell us which tab you're at and all of that, because otherwise I'm running back and forth. Thank you.
Okay. Myla, your hand's up.
Thank you. And thanks, Thomas. I didn't mean to disparage you when I mentioned that I saw that Dennis had posted something about Kamau Harris in the chat. At any rate, I have some questions about the income coming in during the day, during the fund drive. And one of them is that when you evaluate how much money has come in during a particular time slot, do you also calculate the the cost of the thank you gifts that have to, you know, that cost has to be subtracted from the actual income that's coming in? And in addition to that, Tom, before you answer, also the cost of the labor costs that goes into sending out those thank you gifts. And then after you answer that, I have an additional question.
Yeah. So that one's easy. We don't do thank you gifts, at least since I've been here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do, we have the, Democracy Now, dinner with Amy Goodman, $2,000. That one's always there. But other than that, we're not doing it.
You had another question, Myla?
I do. And the other question is that, I believe that, some listeners appreciate a number of programs, but they're only able to donate, you know, to one program, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not, they don't value other programs and want to be supportive of those other programs. And so I just think that it's extremely important for Pacifica. And I think, Stephanie, I've talked to you about a survey that had been very successfully conducted at KPFA. But I think that it's important when we're evaluating programs to take into account that people value them, even if they're not, you know, it might be more convenient to call in at a certain time, but that doesn't mean that they're not listening and valuing other programs. Thank you.
Could I just respond to that and say, look, I'm certain at WPFW that they're not making programming decisions based solely on the reports from fundraising, and I wouldn't want to leave that impression. But it does, you know, they're getting feedback and they're getting coaching and they're getting that for fundraising and for programming, I'm sure, but I'm not involved with that as much. So there's a lot that goes into it, but it's interesting. You know, I've looked at Otis's reports and tried to understand a little what's going on there. And, you know, and some people give a lot of small ones. So they do give to a lot of different shows. Like, I want to give this guy $10, and like in one day, they might give 3-4 different, you know, small donations. So it's all different. The donors are all very different. And it would behoove us to have a data system where we could really understand that and do better. But, you know, baby steps, right? We got to get our audits done, and we got to get our budgets and our reports. So I'm with you guys on that.
I'm going to recognize Lyndon, but before I do recognize Lyndon, I want to remind everybody that we are not in charge of programming. We are the National Finance Committee, and the PNB is not in charge of programming. This is just information that we're getting for our sources. And that the other thing I want to say is the famous Mark Twain comment. There's lies, there are damn lies, and then there are statistics. We just use the tools that we have at hand. Lyndon, your hand is up, and I want to recognize that Lyndon is in attendance and that Susan Young is in attendance.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm very glad to see that it looks like you're projecting about, I think 173,000 positive outcome at the end of the fiscal year. But I came in late because I don't receive notice. I don't receive, you know, an ability how to get in to these meetings. And so I have my question is, where did these numbers come from? I can understand how you can get the revenue. I can understand how you should know what the salary is, but where did all these numbers come from? Who put them together?
So this report was put together by the national office, primarily from bank statements.
Okay, so and, it's national office. So Stephanie, where are the others?
Those are being worked on as well, based upon the schedule that we have put forward. Is that, which was in, which you didn't have the email when you said you didn't get the emails. So the schedule.
Oh, well, I did. You know, I get emails for all sorts of stuff, and I got some from Aki and from R. Paul, but I don't get messages telling me, okay, here's a Zoom call in number. I just don't get this.
That is coming from Otis, by the by.
Yeah. Well, I don't get them, but anyway.
Yeah, so part of the plan of what we wanted to do with the National Finance Committee this year was to make sure that we looked at the funds or looked at each station and each, not the stations, but the divisions, what they're doing to date, projections, so we can make any adjustments as needed and then get everything ready to get the budgets reviewed in time. So what we're doing is, and the budgets are being sent to the NFC for review 1 week prior to the meeting that they're going to be discussed. So today was WPFW and everybody got this to review on May 6th. The next one is WBAI, which we'll review on the 27th, but everyone will get that budget on the 20th. KPFT will review on the 10th and we'll get the budget on the 3rd, that kind of thing. And then these include the draft for the budget for 25-26. So that will then allow us to get ahead of the game as we look at that as well.
Well, we're a far cry from being ahead of the game. So this is the new method that we're going to do. We're just not going to see 3 months actuals or even 1 month actuals or 2 month actuals. All right.
Stephanie, do you want to respond to that?
Well, hopefully by getting all of these done in a more precise way, it's now easier to put everything into the consolidated financials as we look to put all of these together. So earlier, as I said, they had just finished in the department reconciling all of the bank statements from all 8 divisions to coincide into the one set of consolidated financials. So they had just finished that. I think I got the email yesterday. So hopefully that will then be able to put it all together.
But, you know, giving each station just their part would be better than not doing it because, you know, the consolidated, I mean, that's very good to know, but so is each individual part. And I think those should be done as soon as they can be done and let the consolidation lag, which is lagging anyway.
We've been working on all of these divisions with the stations, so they've been looking at these budgets as we're working on them for
the I'm talking about the actuals.
Right. I mean, so they're aware of every month what is being spent, revenue coming in and expenses, because we have to go through.
But the finance committee's not.
What bills can be paid and what bills can't be paid.
And LSB's not. Thomas, it is a correct read that the way things look, it'd be about 173,000 positive outcome for PFW at the end of the year.
I think that's a little optimistic. I didn't put those projections.
Right.
We think we're going to hit budget, which was about 80,000 positive.
Okay. So the way you're going, because I guess that your revenue was estimated in for the first 6 months to be around 110. It looks like everything's divided. So it's 110,000 a month, but you beat that substantially for several months. So that's looks good.
So that projection was based on the 5 months of actuals that are reported in this report. That wasn't the projection based on our budgeted.
I get that, but you've got 5 months of actuals.
Right. And those are very strong months that we don't expect.
Yeah. And then 7 months of the budget, which gives you your total of 1.5 million on the listener support. Okay. And, just for fun, the circular error is in cell C131. I'm done. Thank you.
We're all scanning down to 131, my friend.
C131, you can see that it includes itself
in
the formula, and that's why it's a circular error. If you look at D131, it's a different formula.
But it's
all in the past, so it didn't have any effect.
Well, you clarified something for me. I was used to budgets when they're numbers are red indicating that that's a loss. And so when I hear that the 101.5 million is positive, it looks, that's what I looked at when I saw the blue and I added up all the blue mentally. I got, well, that's about the same. So, but I was a little concerned that we were running.
Yeah. It looks to me the way I read 1.5 million with that would be 7 months of budgeted numbers plus the 5 months of actuals. And same on the expense end. So, you know, that, and that's where it calculates out to the whatever 170,000 or whatever the number is.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually seeing, it looks to me as though WPFW is in much better shape than I was afraid of.
Yes.
Stephanie, I want to ask you a complicated and difficult question. There were, in one of our bureaus, or I don't want to use the word stations, but one of our assets previously had a number of different bank accounts, and we had some issues with the PayPal. Have we resolved all that stuff going forward? You're muted.
Sorry about that. We get reports now on a regular basis of everyone's PayPal accounts. Because often stations don't have petty cash, nor do they have credit cards. We have one debit card that's at the national office, and then any sort of credit card expenses, usually I cover, personally. And so we have, we get breakdowns of money going in and coming out of PayPal on a regular basis. And if someone needs to pay a vendor, like WBAI recently was paying some of the rent for their building, and it was just easier to be able to make that payment directly through PayPal. So we just make sure that we get that recommended, you know, they let us know they're going to pay this amount from PayPal, and it just is on paper of going from PayPal, you know, as to make sure it's, you know, technically going into their account and then as an expense going out. So yes.
One of the things that Linda brought up. Hello? One of the things that Lyndon brought up was the fact that we're not getting regular reports. KPFA has its own business manager. You've got one business manager for all the other things that you've got to track, items you have to track. Is there any plan to hire someone else to get this information under control so that we can all see it on a more – each one of the stations can see it more rapidly?
Yeah, well, we have the business people that are there. I mean, we got some extra part-time help to help work with, you know, help work with us to get things put together. And then at the same time, we were dealing with the taxes and with the accountants for the audits. And then at the same time, trying to get all this done, which should be done on a regular basis, you know, seeing the financials and projecting out. So it was just a lot of things happening at one time with a staff that's one full-time and two part-time.
Sisyphean task. Is there any daylight you see in the future where we're going to get somebody else to actually help the stations keep on top of their revenue streams and their expense streams?
Yeah, the two part-time people that are helping with all of this and putting together these projections and the actuals to date are their main goal ultimately is focusing on the station. So whereas we had one person that's working with WPFW, that same person is also working with WBAI, and they do that on a regular basis, looking at the revenue and the expenses and figuring out what bills to pay. Markeisha is helping with KPFK and also KPFT. And then we have another part-time, and then KPFA has their own. The affiliates have their own business manager, so they're not a problem. And then another person that's helping with all this, then the other person is helping more with the reconciliation and getting things finalized and prepared with the accountants. So ultimately, when we get back on track with the taxes and with the audit, then we'll be able to have these two part-time people help with the business managers. And a lot of the stations have stepped up too, where we have people that said, yes, I'll take on that extra role of helping monitor the bank statements and opening the bills and making sure that they're coded properly.
Fall
under different departments. You know, I think the IT, the person that's doing website and IT at WBAI is helping with that. Somebody in the membership subscriptions department is helping at KPFK. You know, so it's a big team effort of people trying to work together.
So what you're saying is we're making progress, and that's something we can celebrate.
Correct.
Myla, I see your hand up.
Yeah, thank you. Steve Bukala brought up something that I think is important, so I want to follow up on that. And I'm just wondering, you referred to paying certain bills, the rent for WBAI, for example, from an account, a credit card account that you have. And I'm assuming that that credit card account, which is in your name, is dedicated only to Pacifica Foundation business and doesn't commingle with other personal expenses?
Oh, we've never paid rent with, I've never paid rent for somebody with a personal credit card.
Oh, that
comes from their PayPal account. There are certain expenses that will expense report out. Otis pays for things himself. Employees pay for travel themselves. They pay for, Mo pays for a lot of things himself. We've had folks at KPFK pay for things themselves, and then they submit an expense report with the breakdown, with receipts. It goes through accounting. It's charged. You know, we have backup for everything. We have an expense report form that has to be filled out, and then that person is reimbursed.
Excellent.
But, yeah, we don't have a company credit card. Pacifica had a company credit card a while ago. There were two of them. They were abused by a lot of people, not paid. We just finished paying off one of them a few months after I got here. We made an effort to pay off those two credit cards. And there is a debit card that we have for certain monthly payments that's out of the Pacifica office that's the physical card is in Pacifica's name, and Markeisha has that, and she's the only one that sets that up for any sort of automatic debit.
Can I just follow up on that? And I'm just wondering whether you think it might be prudent to have, because I think that a lot of these expenses fall on you, and whether it would be prudent to have a personal card that's dedicated specifically to Pacifica Foundation business, but in your name, as opposed to just, as I said, commingling. And I understand that you have a lot of, you track everything really carefully and that there are a lot of receipts. But I'm just wondering if that would be feasible or.
I have, not to get into my personal finances, but, I have a very good credit score, and so I have two out of my, I have no debt in my name. Even on my credit cards, if I spend a credit card on something, I pay it off in its entirety that following month. So I have two cards that are personal cards, but I strictly use them just for my own personal accounting for only Pacifica items. And they are paid off, if not the day before, you know, before, but they are paid off in full that following month.
We operate the same way in our house.
Yeah.
Do we have more that we want to go through on this WPFW budget?
Did Aki have his hand up?
Oh, he did. Thank you for reminding me. Aki, you had your hand up?
No, I don't. Sorry, I'll put it down.
Okay. Do we have any more on this WPFW budget that we want to talk about, or do we want to approve it? I'm assuming that we actually vote to approve this budget.
I have a question. We're approving.
I'm asking what we're doing. Do you have more questions on WPFW?
Not to interrupt, I don't think there's anything to approve. I mean, I think what we want the National Finance Committee, and, you know, obviously correct me if I'm wrong, is just to be aware of, I mean, one of the things that was requested, that we take a look at the actuals to date, that they're made aware that the stations and the national office is aware of the financials to date. And if there are issues with fundraising and we see that the revenue in the projections isn't matching the expenses, that we go back to the stations and people are aware that we need to make changes. And there's really nothing so far. I mean, there's nothing really to approve. It's just informational.
Thank you. In the past, I thought we approved these budgets, but
it's not really a budget. We're just looking at the projections, and then it was kind of a bonus to have a projected draft. I couldn't write draft. You know, I wanted to write draft multiple times in a font five times the size when I sent it out to everybody, because we weren't really anticipating putting together a draft budget for 25-26 in these reports, but Markeisha and her team and Angie, they just felt that it was easier to be able to just start working on the 25-26 budget now and adding it to that as we look at the projections moving forward.
You know, maybe you want to, if you want to take an action, it's, you know, to accept the report.
That would be fine. Are there any other questions about this report, or we move to the next item on the agenda?
Well, I'd like to move that the committee accepts the report and sends it on to the PNB as accepted by the National Finance Committee.
That has been our
practice. Go ahead, Susan. It's not our practice.
I don't know that we. So when we approve a budget to go forward, then the PNB adopts that. We are actually doing these updates are things that we haven't been able to get done over the last couple of years. So this is just a progress report, if you will. And I think it's great to accept the report, but I think it can just be a part of the NFC report to the PNB that we got a report from WPFW. It's encouraging, blah, 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 blah. We accepted the report, but there's no PNB action that's required.
Nor any NFC action, it sounds like.
No, I mean, I think it's probably a nice thing to sort of acknowledge that the report was made. We put it in the minutes that, the committee accepted the report, and I think that might be a good way of just marking that we have taken that we have done this, we've performed this action.
Lyndon, you have your hand up, sir.
Thomas, go look at your. I mean, when this is over, go look at your development expense total. I don't think what you have down in line 131 matches what is up in higher area. It's not a whole lot, but it's.
Well, that's, This is the kind of information that's good for all of us. And I want to say this again, having somebody on the LSB or not on the LSB, but at the station that's keeping on top of this stuff and organizing it is really a valuable thing. And I really, I don't want to discount any work that anyone does to keep Pacifica alive. I think that, it's important, and I'm really, really happy that there are people who are stepping up to do these, somewhat onerous tasks. So I think the next thing on our agenda is to go back to that thing we started talking about before we, moved into, our meeting, which is this. And Susan, I'm going to ask you to actually update us on this. There was a motion that was passed by the PNB that stated that we were going to request an ongoing assessment of programming and revenues. And Stephanie has told us that, in fact, KPFA has done it, and WPFW has done it, and maybe even KPFT has done this. But we haven't seen any of this information.
I'm happy to address it. So in 2022, when I was first on the PNB recently, we found ourselves to be in very bad shape. And in fact, we're worried about making payroll. NIDA resigned as of June 30th or whatever it was for non-payment and for other reasons. And we had to face up to the fact that we were not sure from every 2 weeks what we could make, whether we could make payroll at all places. So Stephanie got into the habit, we were meeting every 2 weeks, of letting us know where we stood on that. We took a number of actions at that time. One of the actions that we set up a policy for if we can't make payroll, who gets paid first? So it was sort of like a triage on that. We also, two stations went to volunteer GMs, we also adopted a policy, I haven't found it, but could find it, where the LSBs, the GMs, PDs were challenged to periodically, I don't remember how frequently it was, every 6 months or something, to review their program grids through the lens of are they supporting sustainability? So not just meeting mission, not just, you know, good radio, not just are there listeners, but are we using the grid in a way that supports our operations, looking at it through a financial lens? So it's sort of like a zero base look at the grids periodically, and that no one had a right to keep a program. Now, it didn't mean that if a program wasn't producing what that time slot and day should produce would be gone, but it might be that goals would be more clear, training would be done, all that sort of thing. I know that at the time, our GM at KPFT viewed that motion as being a great help, because it supported exactly what he needed to do with our grid. I do not know what is happening elsewhere.
But we are looking forward to perhaps having this kind of regular review of all the stations so that all the stations know this. I recall those times well because I was on the PNB at that time. And I can remember that we were meeting, I think in some cases weekly, because we were not able to pay our bills, and we were certainly meeting every 2 weeks. And I know that a lot of money was flying from station to station to pay healthcare costs, for example. And I'm really, really thrilled. And I want people to acknowledge on some level that we have turned a corner and we are doing a much, much better job now. And it has come at some hardship and some hurt feelings, but the network looks more like it's going to survive now than it did when I first got on the board 2.5 years ago. Myla, your hand is up.
So we're getting back into a territory that I think probably warrants a little bit of thought and discussion. And I appreciate the fact that at WPFW, as Tom pointed out, that because there are no thank you gifts, that they're finding that people are kind of registering their the value that they have for various programs by sprinkling their small donations throughout the grid. Well, and I know, Fred, that you talked about the fact that we're the finance committee and we're not the programming committee, but we're kind of talking about, when we talk about the grid, we're sort of talking about programming and about whether or not the various programs are carrying their weight in order to make sure that all of the stations are sustainable. And I know that at KPFK, for example, where we do have thank you gifts, that a lot of people might be more inclined to contribute or pledge during a program where there is a concert ticket or some other inducement that they're interested in, and that they, and so I think that it's really important that we make sure that we take into account of the fact that people who support our stations value many of the programs often, even when they only make a contribution when they want some concert tickets or some other gift that that they are interested in. So I just think that it's really important, again, that we think about having some kind of a survey so that we know that people who are contributing a lot or a little bit or whatever they can, that contribution isn't necessarily just attributed to a particular pitch or training, which I think are really important, all those things, you know, to increase the ability of, I think it really is important for people to get the training that they need to hopefully entice people to support the station. But I think that it's just really important to factor in the overall value of the station. So thank you.
You're welcome. There's nothing you said that I disagree with. I think that we do still have to keep our eye on the bottom line. Tom, your hand's up. Can I recognize you?
Yeah, I just want to react to one thing about the premiums. You know, we had a real hard time delivering. And my view was, and I was a little surprised when I talked to the interim general manager when I first started, and I was like, yeah, I'm glad you guys stopped sending those and promoting those, because I never got my thing over the, like, the last 10 years. I never would get my premium. And she's like, yeah, I wasn't going to do it anymore. And it's just like, if you can do it and you can deliver, go for it. I mean, I'm not against the idea of them, but it takes staff to deliver premiums. It takes a lot of work. And if you can't do it right, don't do it.
I would love to report that I just a few days ago received a t-shirt for KPFK that I had pledged for probably 2 years ago. So it was such a great surprise. I had talked to Terry Guy about it. About a year ago, and he said, yeah, there are a lot of things on back order. So maybe KPFK is catching up now. But it was really wonderful to get that t-shirt. I had lost hope. So
I've been on a Bill of the Month club for the last five years, and I've never even wanted a gift. I'm just thrilled that we're actually the voice of the resistance. And I think that is really, really critical. And I have to tell you, I have listened to my station at one point in drive time and heard a program that I could not believe was in drive time, because while it was an interesting niche program, it belonged at the, 8 or 9 o'clock, in the evening or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It did not belong at drive time. And, I'm a publisher, an editor, a managing editor, a traffic manager. I've done all those things in my life, and there's no part of it that I want to do it at the Pacifica. None. And I'm thrilled that we don't have any control over programming. When I was a reporter, I covered Pacifica and I covered, KPFA, and I heard stories about people giving away their programs and their wills, literally. And those aren't, I need to say those are not their programs to give away. You know, we have a job to do, and our job, my job is to make sure that the network survives. That's really my job, because we need an alternative voice, and KQED in my metro market, the National Public Radio, I call National Propaganda Radio. It's really not very, was never very good, and it's going to get a lot worse. And this is really critical that we expand our network. It's really critical that we put together something that everyone can voluntarily donate to. Whether it's 50 cents a month or $5,000 a month. Art Pauli, see your hand up.
Okay, I just feel obligated to say that I remember that thing about somebody leaving their program to someone in a will, and that got looked into heavily at the time, and as I recall, it's been debunked. It really didn't happen quite that way. There were talks about that and all of this, but it isn't like somebody actually left the program and that happened. So I just wanted to say that. That's
well, I actually heard that they actually put it in their will, but the program was not given to the person who was given it to their in their will. And as a reporter, I actually interviewed a number of people at KPFA, and it was very, very clear to me that they had long outlived their usefulness to the network. And I remember Jim Dingman speaking about how WBAI was a retirement home for former disc jockeys, you know, and you know, I think that we have to respect our listeners far more than that. And if we're bribing them, if we're giving them things that are above and beyond our radio, then that's why they're listening. And, you know, I'm not going to say that I have any role to play in cutting that out, but I have my opinions.
Well, I basically agree with that. I was arguing about premium problems in the 90s with management, but
I heard
there you go.
Say that.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so is there any new business or any old business that needs to be resurrected? Well, I'm thrilled to say
this is James. I just have one item.
Certainly.
It's not really new business.
Please.
I just noticed that both in the chat and in some comments that were being made earlier, an individual was being referred to as Kamal. And if that's the person I think it is,
Hello. A
former member of this committee and the current chair of the WPFW LSB, that's Kamau, K-A-M-A-U, Harris.
And that
Kamal.
Has been addressed in the chat.
Yeah, thank you,
Kamal apologized.
Yeah, thank you, James. I was reading the chat and I realized right after I said it that I misspoke. And of course,
don't worry, honest.
But I appreciate that you brought it up, James, because I had intended to say it over the stream that the gentleman's name is Kamau Harris, not Kamal. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yep.
Do I hear a move to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
No, you don't need a second. So
okay.
Moved.
Do I hear any objection? You guys, we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Thanks, everybody.
Some of you all will see in a couple days because we're having a meeting at the KPFA on Saturday and we're having another PNB meeting next Thursday.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
So long.
No, PNB meeting next Thursday? No.
Good. Even better. Lyndon, thank you for, and Thomas both. Thank you both for the wonderful work that you do to help us get through all this.
Yeah, let me add a thanks to Thomas as well. He's, obviously doing some good work.
And now we are all doing good work. I really like it. Good night, everybody.